take your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. In the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, in the first number 7. And Paul says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing, I besought the Lord Christ that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, "Thy grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I'll stop there, but if the Lord's help, he'll try to get through what he has in my heart. I'll be honest with you. I really wrestled with bringing this message because I preached from this text. In May of this year, this passage. This past week on Monday about 4 o'clock in the morning of the Lord his message and this scripture has in my heart. And I couldn't get it out of my heart. Ringing in my ears. As this fault. As being and Well, I tell you, I if you'd have faith, is that thought of seeing me on the thorn, behold, I mean, that is what the apostle Paul was really, really needing in his life. And that is what Lord is really working in our life at this moment. It is a passage that has become so personal to me. the apostle in this in this I is focus as fixed on the horn. And in the Lord of really calls me to realize that is so here I have, that is here I've been. That I've been so this. Oh, no. Oh, yes. That, the Lord had something else that he wanted all to see beyond the thorn, and he wanted him to realize that there was a sovereign purpose in the thorn. And I'm realizing that I don't always understand not always God has in mind behind what he does, that he always has for reason, and he always has a purpose, and he did in Paul's life. I really believe that him being all just healing him these things Abby, he didn't understand, and it all at end time he did I'll be honest. I don't understand these things, but I know that he has a purpose in it all. And I am trusting in that. And on that, there was sufficient provision. He Yes. Well, Lord, Lord, answered. He is something. I am relying on sufficient grace. I don't anything else but in God's grace and help. There was also superior power. God gave him realizing that if it is God's will, and heal, he will. But if it is God heal, cut who use as it is. I wanna be what he wants me to be and give him glory and give him honor and see beyond the thorn. In all that I'm trying to say, I don't want to focus just on me. Heal. I want to give him glory. I've been guilty, and thank you, Lord, for helping right now. I have been guilty of only wanting to look at the thorn. But God has dealt with my heart this week of seeing beyond the thorn. To see Him. To see His purpose. To trust His grace. To give Him glory. To honor Him. Paul said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I want Him to get glory in my life. I want to give Him glory. I want to see beyond the thorn. There are people that no doubt listening that are dealing with infirmities and sickness and troubles and trials. And you're like me, all you can see is the thorn. And all you can see is the trouble, the sickness. But God wants you to see beyond the thorn. See beyond the trouble. See beyond the trial. To realize He has sufficient grace. Superior power. Oh, I give Him praise for helping me right now. But I want to see beyond the thorn. I thank Him for waking me up at 4 a.m. to show me that I needed to quit looking at the thorn and see beyond the thorn and give Him glory. He knows what He's doing in my life. I may not always understand. And you may not understand right now what He's doing. You may not understand why. You may be praying like Paul, remove this, take this away. That may not be His plan. But if it isn't His plan, He has sufficient grace. And He has superior power. To get you through what you're going through. Maybe what you're needing today is like me, is to see beyond. I thank Him for that. Thank Him for His help here at the end. I know I struggled throughout most of it, but oh, but I praise Him for His help. If it's His will that I struggle, I'll struggle to do my best to give Him glory. I want to be the vessel He wants me to be, to honor Him. Glorify His name, to see beyond the thorn. There may be somebody today, you just bow your head where you are. Ask Him to help you, to see beyond your thorn, your trouble, your trial, your difficulty. To trust His grace, trust His purpose, rely on His strength. Father, we thank You. I give You glory for who You are. Thank You for loving somebody like me. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up 4 in the morning to tell me I need to look beyond the thorn, see beyond the thorn. Thank you for your strength, your help today. Father, just to share these thoughts here at the end. Father, take this vessel, use it for your glory and your honor, your praise. Father, there's people that are listening. Father, there's some maybe watching that are struggling, that are hurting, and all they can see today is their trouble, their thorn, their struggle. Help them to see beyond the thorn. Lord, we'll praise you for what you do in their life, their heart. Help those that are sick today. Meet every need, Father, as only you can. Guard our church family as only you can. Thank you for meeting with us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I appreciate you today being part of the service. We'll meet Wednesday night, kind of as we've done today. We'll do live stream, parking lot. Pray for these services. Ask God to help us. Your liberty to come.